With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Congressman Jim Jordan fell 20 votes short of being elected speaker in the first ballot held earlier today, but he's trying again. Democratic California Congressman Pete Aguilar says Jordan is the wrong choice for House Speaker.
A vote today to make the architect of a nationwide abortion ban, a vocal election denier, and an insurrection insider to the Speaker of this House would be a terrible message to the country and our allies.
The New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says the nation needs Jim Jordan's leadership.
On behalf of the American people, let's face the future with confidence, strength, and hope. Let's elect Jim Jordan, our Speaker of the People's House, for such a time as this.
There could be another vote on the speakership this evening. An Israeli spokesman says a barrage of rockets was fired in close proximity to the Al-Ali Hospital in Gaza at the time it was hit, and that Islamic Jihad is responsible for the failed rocket launch which hit the hospital in Gaza, killing hundreds of people. The Israeli military denied any responsibility for the explosion. Meanwhile, a video showing one of the hostages kidnapped from an Israeli concert has appeared. Karen Shem, the mother of Maya Shem, an Israeli woman who's being held by Hamas in Gaza, says her daughter was minding her own business when she was kidnapped by Hamas at the music festival.
I'm begging the world to bring my baby back home. She only went to a party, to a festival party, to have some fun. And now she's in Gaza.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 13 points, the Nasdaq dropping 34, the S&P 500 down a fraction. This is SRN News. The creator of a huge monument being built outside Birmingham, England, hopes it will ignite worldwide conversations about prayer and how it impacts everyone's lives. It's called the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, and when it's finished in 2026, it'll be visible from up to 6 miles away. The project's CEO, Richard Gamble, tells SRN News his original vision has taken years to become a reality.
For me, it was a bit of an Abraham moment where the goat was coming up the other side of the mountain, but I couldn't see it until I got to the top. And it's amazing the way that God has provided for us, not only the land, but different people with different skills. And it's a faith journey. It's tough, but we're going to make history. We are going to build in the UK what we believe will be a globally iconic landmark that is about Jesus.
More information at eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street finished mixed following the latest signal that the U.S. economy remains solid, though perhaps too strong for the Federal Reserve's liking. The S&P 500 closed just barely lower after flipping between small gains and losses throughout the day. Treasury yields rose in the bond market after a report showed shoppers spent more at U.S. retailers last month than expected. That's a sign of a healthy economy, but it also may indicate upward pressure on inflation and could push the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates high. The Dow up 13 points, closing at 33,997. The Nasdaq 34 points to 13,533. The S&P dropped less than a point to 43.73. New York oil was unchanged at $86.66 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.